Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
It's the most wonderful time of the year, well, except for the Saints, because we didn't make it this year, but there's always next year. Interesting playoff games coming up. Two rematches, actually, of games that were played in week one. The Eagles and the Packers kicked it off. The music was a little loud, that's all. The Eagles and the Packers kicked it off week one in Brazil, and they will rematch this weekend, as will the Buccaneers and the Commanders, who played in week one, and they will rematch this weekend as well. JR joins us now, our friend with Take in Vegas. How you doing, JR?
I'm doing outstanding, Tommy. I couldn't have had a better start to the new year. It has been just absolutely awesome. We've been just, I mean, when you want to talk about raking it in, 3-0 in college basketball last night and the winner of the football game with Notre Dame. And I love this matchup tonight. In fact, all your listeners can get the winner of tonight's big playoff game. We're talking about the winner of Ohio State and Texas. It's free of charge via text message. All you got to do, text the word WIN, W-I-N, to the number 545454. We'll hit you right back with the winner of tonight's matchup. Absolutely free, no strings attached. Again, text the word WIN, W-I-N, to the number 545454 and get the winner of the Longhorn Buckeye matchup absolutely free via text message.
We're going to talk more about what you do and how you determine what to recommend and what not, how to manage money and all that. I just want to get your thoughts, JR, on the college football playoff thus far, how it's unfolding, the timing of it and everything. I think it's working pretty well. I don't know about the selection of teams in the first round and everything, but I just mean as far as the finality of the games, the playoff atmosphere, etc.
I tell you, honestly, when they made the announcement, I was kind of on the fence. Yeah, I didn't like the old way. I didn't know if this was going to be the right way to do the new way, but I'm very impressed. Matchups, and I do think they need to work a little bit, like you, on the seating, and as far as, you know, who's ranked where. I think there can be a little bit more work done there to give us even better matchups, but the timing of it has been great. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's not just all the bowl games rolled up into one over, you know, a couple of weeks. I feel like there's some good timing in between. It even makes the smaller games more interesting, the ones that are not part of the playoff, sort of like regular season versus playoff games, both happening at the same time.
That's a great point, JR, because some games like even the LSU Baylor game, well, you know, we would watch it because it's LSU, but they had some other great games that you probably maybe would not have paid attention to had they been all lumped up together with the other bowl games. So I think they're doing a pretty good job of it, other than, like you're saying, and we're both saying, the seeding and selection, maybe they need to review that a little bit more.
No doubt, and I think that there could have been a couple of better placements of some teams, but I did like the fact still that Boise got in. I still like the fact that, you know, there were some teams in there that otherwise wouldn't have been able to make it, so, you know, maybe extending it even four more teams to a 16-man bracket rather than a 12 might you know, be able to fix some of those problems. But you're always going to have issues every year, no matter what. There's a team that gets in that no one thinks should be there, and there's a team that didn't make it, and everyone thinks that they should. That team usually from the SEC. But they, you know, I mean, listen, Notre Dame has played fantastic all year. I love watching this team play. I called that they were going to go to the national championship before this playoff even started. Looked like they got off to a rough start last night. They seemed to like playing from behind, down 10-0 in that game to get rolling. And, you know, the defense is just so good. They swarm so well. But it also told me that Penn State was what I thought, and, you know, not as good as everybody else thought that they were this year.
Emotionally, it's hard not to pull for Notre Dame, but that being said, when it comes to wagering, you don't want emotion in any of this at all.
Yeah, you can't have emotion. If you're going to do this right, listen, if you don't mind, you know, throwing some money out there because you know you're going to lose before time and you're just going to, you know, say to yourself, hey, it's just going to make it more interesting, and you throw 25 or 50 bucks, by all means, have at it. It's like playing the lottery, right? Mm-hmm. If you're going to do this, though, with anything of a significant amount, I mean, you know, betting straight like you should. Keep in mind, guys, 85% of the money made by books, the big two sports books last year, was raked in on losing parlay bets, okay? The money that was actually made, where players made money, straight bets. When you bet straight, you're giving yourself a much better chance of being able to make it. Look at it this way, okay? We do a rollover where you take the first game. Let's just use $1,000 as an example. You put $1,000 on the first game. When it wins, you roll it over. You put $2,000 on the second game. And when that one wins, instead of going all in, just the profit, $3,000 on game number three, you do the math. If you go 3-0, you made $6,000 on a $1,000 risk. Right? If you do a three-team parlay, you get 6-1, but you have to go 3-0, and it doesn't matter if you lose the first or the third game, you lose your $1,000 if you go 2-1. My way, if you lose the third game, you lost no money. So really, you're risking $1,000 on the first two games, and all you're doing is getting free house money to put on game three, so that even if you go 2-1 and the third game loses, you lost no money. But you go 3-0, you pick up that 6-1. There's little things like that as an expert that I can show you that'll make a lot of sense, and you will understand why having me in your corner is worth 10 times what you'll ever pay us. And I mean, look, we've been there, done that. I have 300 years of experience under my roof. And that's because these guys have made money for their entirety of their careers. They've done great at being able to not just lay out winners, because we win like crazy, okay? Purdue last night, huge winner in college basketball. Oregon down most of the game against Ohio State. That was a winner. Even these small schools, at College of Charleston last night against Hofstra. So, and of course, we had the big winner of the Notre Dame game. So look, go ahead and text the word win to 545454. I'll give you the winner of tonight's Texas-Ohio State game free of charge. It comes via text message. All you got to do, text the word win to 545454, and you'll get the winner free of charge via text message. And do yourself a favor. Guys, get in with us for one of the small deals. Get in, do an introductory deal, and let me lay out a strategy custom-made to your scenario that'll make sense, when to increase, when to have stop losses in place, and when to roll it up. We'll let you know exactly what to do every turn of the way. We'll show you how to do it right.
Was it you that said, or somebody else I heard say, it's hard enough to get one thing right in the NFL, let alone a parlay? Was that you?
I say that all the time. Okay. Yeah, it has to be me.
Must have been you. Yeah. All right, let's talk about the NFL playoffs. How psyched are you about these?
I love it. Listen, you got 11 games left. Oh, no, 12 games left between the NFL and college football, right? That's all you've got left. Maybe 13 if you include tonight, actually. Mm-hmm. When I did the radio show, we were talking about this. Yeah. And that radio show does air on your airwaves as well on the weekends, hour-long, us talking about the football games. You might want to tune into that, guys. But I'll tell you right now, I love the NFL playoffs. Not only the matchups and great football, always comes down to the, you know, right down to the end, but you can move more money on the NFL playoffs than you can any game during the year. Okay, it's just the most profitable time because of the liquidity in the marketplace on these matchups. Games that before my players might be maxed out at 25 or 50K, not because of their own accord, but because of the books. But these games, they can put 100,000. 150,000. And yes, we do deal with players like that all the time. So this is an exciting time. We'll have more money on these games than any games throughout the year. And we do so well with these games. Seriously, we've had such a phenomenal record over the years during the NFL playoffs that it is just incredible to me that people wouldn't want to get with the very best and take the opinion of an expert.
I was thinking about you last night watching the ESPN pregame show. Kirk Herbstreit was asking about, well, what causes the line to move that? And then he mentioned smart money. It's like, they should get JR on. He could tell them all about that stuff.
It's funny you say that, because I've actually mentioned that on my show. I'm like, I don't understand how I don't get a phone call from one of these big networks after doing this as long as we have successfully. And quite frankly, even giving the free plays out on air, it's like they're afraid to bring me on because some of these networks own sports books. I don't know if you realize that. Why would they want to have somebody come on there and tell them how to beat their actual, you know, big chunk of money that they've got coming in on the side? You ever notice sometimes you go watch these, and again, I don't want to mention names of channels or anything, but you'll see a game where you know the public loves the favorite, right? The favorite may be minus 3 points, but there's so much action coming in on it. All of a sudden, all these analysts come out on these certain networks, and everyone tells you they like the dog. Mm-hmm. They think the dog can win outright. You're like, really? Really? There's no way you really think that. You're telling me that you believe that the dog's going to win here? We both know that the network's having you come out there and tell everybody to get in that dog and try to get the action going the other way.
That's right. Let's talk about your free picks. You've had a great season, JR. You got one for us in a free pick. You can tell us more about that. 14-5.
We should have gotten last week. I told you to get in the over in that Commanders Cowboys matchup. I think there was only 9 or 12 points at the half. It looked terrible. Second half, they did nothing but score, but then they only landed on 42. So we got 14-5 so far this year. Not bad. There's a game side I love, but I'm not going to give it out on air, and that's only because, quite frankly, I'm giving it out to all my big clients, and I don't want the line to be driven on it. So we're going to go ahead with something else here that I also very much like and believe is going to be an easy one for you. You want to go over 47.5 in this Broncos-Bills matchup. I think there'll be a lot of scoring from beginning to end in this matchup, so look for that one to go way over the 47.5. Sometime midway fourth quarter, you should have that locked up. Both sides are going to do some scoring, and I do think it'll be a shootout. So again, go over 47.5 in the Bills Broncos game. But guys, look, we take what we do serious. You want to talk about a real big game this wild card weekend? I think I've got a monster blowout on my hands. Plus, I'm willing to give you, you know, what would in essence be a championship game, going into what would be the big game in college football. Winner of tonight's Ohio State-Texas matchup is free. It's coming to you via text message. All you got to do, text the word WIN to 54545454, and we'll hit you right back with the winner, point spread winner of the big matchup, the Cotton Bowl in Dallas tonight. Texas taking on Ohio State. Again, text WIN to 54545454. As always, I love doing this with you, Tommy. Every week it is an absolute, pleasure and a privilege for me. And you out there, stay safe, stay healthy, and guys, go out there and make some money.
Right back at you, JR. Tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock, you can hear Taking Vegas with JR. That Broncos-Bills game, JR says go with the over, and the weather for Buffalo, 56 and sunny on Sunday. Back in a flash, WWL.